Okay, I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. Over Shabbos, we had the chance to learn about the third parak of Sefer Yehoshua. Yehoshua gets up early in the morning and leads Bnei Yisrael from Shittim to the edge of the Yarden where they camped. So the Vilna Gaon notes that this was the 42nd and final journey of Bnei Yisrael after having left Mitzrayim. And of course, we know about those 42 Masos. They're identified at the beginning of Parshas Masai. So after the 3 days of preparation, which we talked about in the first parak, the officers pass through the camp to make sure everyone's ready to cross. And the officers also instruct the nation regarding crossing the Yarden, telling them that when they see the Arum being carried by the Kohanim, that's time for them to actually follow it. So up until this point, the Anane HaKavod had gone before the camp and guided the people when they were traveling. Now, the Arum is going to be carried behind two of the Shvatim. Now the Arum was going to precede the nation and lead it into Eretz Yisrael. And of course, Rashi and the Radak quote this from a Gemara in Sota on Daf Lamed Gimel. Now, in the previous times, the Arun had been carried by the Bnei Levi from the family of Kahas, but now it's going to be carried by the Kohanim. So although Bnei Yisrael was supposed to follow the Arun, they were also told keep some distance between themselves and the Aron HaKodesh because of the respect that they were supposed to provide it. Not only that, we're told that if Bnei Yisrael were to walk directly behind the Aron, how many people would know which way to go? They would be crowded out. And so the Ralbag and the Malbim both point out that Bnei Yisrael did not follow directly. However, the distance couldn't be more than 2,000 amos because that would be, keep people outside of the Tum of the Aron, making it difficult for them to daven near it on Shabbos, so suggests the Medrash Tanchuma. And so therefore Yehoshua instructs Bnei Yisrael to sanctify themselves, and since Hashem is going to go ahead and perform miracles. And he tells them, Hiskadashu, ki machar Hashem yaseh lefneichem osos. And of course this becomes one of the major haftoros of Chag HaPesach. And Yehoshua explained that the nation would see the Yarden split. It's important for them to know that Hashem was with them and that Hashem would remain with them as they went ahead and conquered Eretz Yisrael. So when a king enters his city, the gates get opened for him. So too, the waters of the Yarden, the gate of Eretz Yisrael, were opening for the Shekhinah to go along with Bnei Yisrael. And this was going to be a sign for the nation that they were going to inherit the land. So the Medrash says that Yehoshua miraculously gathered all of Bnei Yisrael between the two poles of the Arum. Bnei Yisrael were told that this was a sign that Hashem was going to be with them, so suggests Rashi here in the third parak in Pasuk Yud. And even though the nation had witnessed Moshe Rabbeinu's appointment of Yehoshua as the leader of the nation still didn't really realize just how great Yehoshua was. So Hashem told Yehoshua his greatness was about to become quite evident. And the Malbim notes that the Yarden was never so wide nor so deep that a miracle was required to be able to cross it. Indeed, both the Meraglim and Yaakov Avinu went ahead and crossed without that miracle. But nonetheless, by seeing the river split in the schus of the Aron and in the schus of Yehoshua, then Bnei Yisrael would recognize Yehoshua's greatness. And Hashem promises Yehoshua that he would be with him just as he was with Moshe Rabbeinu. Just as he had split the Yamsuf for Moshe, so too Hashem was going to split the Yarden for Yehoshua, so suggests the Radak here. And Asofrim adds that just as the splitting of the Yamsuf gave Moshe the confidence of Bnei Yisrael, splitting of the Yarden would make sure that Yehoshua would gain the people's confidence. So Hashem tells Yehoshua to tell the Kohanim who are carrying the Aron, once they get into the bank of the Yarden, they should stop walking. The next day, Yehoshua tells the Kohanim to walk in front of the nation carrying the Aron, and before crossing, Bnei Yisrael were told to select 12 people, one from each Shevet, but they weren't told why these people were to be selected until after the nation crosses into Eretz Yisrael. Some people suggest that the 12 people were appointed as representatives of all of Am Yisrael to stand next to the Aron and watch the miracle. As soon as the Kohanim's feet touched the water, take a look, the Yarden split. Take a look at the Mitzudah Stav, and he points that out. Whatever it was the harvest time, the Yarden was brimming with water from the melting snow. The moment that the Kohanim put their feet in the water, the flow of the Yarden stopped. The water that had been moving downstream starts piling up in the air. None of the water left the boundaries of the Yarden, so points out the Radak. And the Kohanim stood on the dry riverbed of the Yarden while the nation goes ahead and crosses. Again, so many beautiful ideas contained here in this third parak. And Chazal note that Yoshua got up early in the morning before going into Eretz Yisrael, just like Avraham Avinu and later Shmuel HaNavi take the responsibility to rise and get up in that period in time. And this teaches us that when tzaddikim get heard, they get heard best when? In the earliest part of the day. And the nation sees Yoshua davening, and they follow through. And this practice gets recommended for anybody who's going out on a special trip. In summary, then, of today's parak, we can say that the nation was instructed to follow at the distance of Tchum Shabbos of 2,000 amos behind the Aron Kodesh, which was now going to lead them, excuse me, instead of the Anani HaKavod into Eretz Yisrael, and it's carried only by Kohanim, no longer by the family of Kahas. Well, at least not the majority of the family of Kahas. Yeah, Bnei Yisrael get instructed to select 12 people to witness the splitting of the Yarden, and the moment that the Kohanim's feet touch the river, it splits, causing the water to flow downstream, to start piling up in the air, but never leaving the boundaries of the Yarden. So we come up with a nice summary of this, the third parak. We can ask ourselves how many places Bnei Yisrael traveled through, and what was the final journey. So we know that in the Midbar, they had traveled through 42 Masaos. This is identified in Parshas Maaseh, the last of the Parshios in Chumash Bamidbar. We know that the final journey is right here in the Shittim to the edge of the Yarden. This is the last of their stops. What was the difference between the way the nation was led in the desert and how they'd be led in Eretz Yisrael? Well, the Anani HaKavod were no longer leading them anymore. Why was it necessary to set a boundary between the Aron and Bnei Yisrael? It's a question of Kedusha. If the Yarden wasn't such a difficult river to pass, why does Hashem feel it necessary to perform a miracle and split it? The answer was, it was to show a message to Bnei Yisrael. It was to show Bnei Yisrael that Hashem was with Yoshua just like he was with Moshe. And what exactly caused the water to split and what happened after that? What caused the waters to split was when the Kohanim's feet touched the water. The water backed up and stood up tall and proud. We now have a summary now of this, the third of the Prakim of Sefer Yoshua. And we still get the chance to appreciate Kedusha Sa'aretz from that point in time up until today's modern times. Everyone have a wonderful week, and Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Yoshua Perek Dalet.